Okay, Ivy Wolf, I'm not going to read all these accolades because it would take about the next 14 minutes, frankly. You can look them up yourself. But she went from high school, she went from the MAC to the MAC. She went from the Midwest Athletic Conference as that conference at Minster. Third all-time leading scorer. In fact, 12 more points than Justine Ratterman from Versailles, who is one of the greats here at Dayton. Three sports star at Minster, two-time basketball state champion, went to the University of Miami, and that's the MAC, the not the Midwest Athletic Conference, but the, whatever they call, the MAC. Over 500 career points early in her second season, third fastest in school history. Last year, third team All-MAC, averaged 17 points a game, 90% free throw line. Okay, let's get into it here with you. Enough about me. First of all, what got you to choose to come to Dayton after you left Miami? Because I'm sure you had tons of offers.
Well, the portal was kind of a unique thing. I really wasn't sure what to expect. But I remember the very first day being in the portal, you know, you get a lot of phone calls and emails and stuff like that. So I was feeling overwhelmed for sure. And I was on FaceTime with my friend. It was about 11 o'clock at night. And we're just kind of talking, you know, telling her how I was, you know, a little scared and overwhelmed and stuff. And, you know, just then I got a text from Coach Tamika. And it was different than all the other texts I got from any other coach. It was like, you know, hey, just take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay. And she just kind of reassured me in that way. And it wasn't like a, hey, Abby, let's get on the phone. You know, when can we chat type thing. So I kind of just was able to take a deep breath. And then I think like a day or two later, we got on the phone and we talked for probably an hour plus and maybe talked about basketball for 5 minutes. So again, that was just kind of, you know, relieving. And then obviously came on my visit, loved everything, the people, the facilities, and of course it's close to home. So committed on the spot, actually. And yeah, like I said, I just fell in love with the place.
She told me when I did my preseason interview with her, she didn't think she was going to get you. She was surprised you committed here because you had so many Power 5 offers.
Really? Well,
that's going to make you feel good.
But, I mean, I knew that she was running a good program here. She was obviously at Wittenberg 2 years ago, and she coached one of my best friends. So I played – Lauren Legate's her name, but she – I played basketball with her for about 9 years, so to hear kind of insight on Coach Tamika from a reliable source was good, and, you know, Lauren spoke very, very highly of her, and I would say Lauren's a pretty harsh critic, so it was good to hear that, and then obviously I got to come see for myself, and her and the rest of the staff were just amazing. They kind of blew me away, and, you know, the way that Dayton takes care of their athletes here, and obviously academically it's a great place and close to home, so there really wasn't a box unchecked.
You've already alluded to the transfer portal. So as an athlete, take us inside that. I guess you go in some portal, you fill out some information, and apparently it goes out to everybody. And then what? They start calling you? Do you get pressured? Or because, you know, everybody talks about the transfer portal, how things blow up. But how did that go for you? You said you were overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, coming out of high school, you have a recruiting process that lasts, you know, around two years or so, whatever. You're taking that whole process and condensing it into, like, you know, 2 months, maybe less than that, maybe 2 weeks. So it's just very sped up. And, you know, at that time I was going through finals and trying to finish up my time at Miami. So it was just a little stressful. You know, you want to talk to as many people as you can and just feel everything out. But, yeah, I would just say it's sped up. But the nice thing is you've been through it once, so you know what questions to ask. You know exactly what you're looking for and things like that. So,
okay, so sports management is your major. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to specifically after your next 2 years here, maybe more education, I don't know, but what do you want to basically do with that degree?
Yeah, so it took me a little bit to figure out what I wanted to do. I went in as a kinesiology major and switched a few times, but I am sports management now. I have a business administration minor and potentially will look to pick up a marketing minor as well. But actually, my goal for after college is sales. So my credits didn't transfer great here, but that's okay. So sales is kind of something I really want to get into, and I've had some success with it and, you know, some jobs I've had, but yeah.
And, okay, so it's your first semester here at the University of Dayton. What are your challenging classes? Now, I'm sure everything is challenging for time management because once people hear this, the season is underway. But what are the classes that you have to give the most attention to?
I would say I'm in an ops class, like an operation systems class for my minor, and the professor is great. He helps me out a lot, but it's definitely a little tough. So I gotta put in some time there. And then I'm in a MIS class as well, like a management information systems. I am not a very tech savvy person, so it's kind of just picking up on things here and there. But yeah, I have amazing professors, and the class sizes are small. And you know, some of my high school friends are here, so I have a class with one of them. And kind of knowing your peers in the classes help as well too.
Are all the classes in person, or do you have online stuff that you can do, especially when you go on road trips?
All my classes are in person, so it does make for a busy schedule throughout the week, and you know, you just have to communicate early and often with professors when we do travel and get your work done on the road and, you know, in the hotel room, and you have to be on top of it.
All right, so we've gone about 6 minutes, and we haven't even talked basketball, so let's do that right now. You're a prolific scorer, you're a prolific assist person, free throws. When you started, you know, practicing under Tamika and staff, there are certain areas of your game you wanted to concentrate or hone for the season.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to come in and, you know, be the role that they needed on the team. You know, whether that's taking care of the ball and, you know, just kind of being that calming presence, or some games it might be I need to score a little bit more. You know, so it might look different game to game, and I'm ready to just step up to whatever role that they need in order for the team to succeed and to, you know, get wins and all of that. So I would say the biggest thing I've kind of been working on, though, so far is just my voice. And, you know, I'm a new player on the team, so gaining the trust and respect from everyone else, and kind of, you know, allowing them to hear me in practice and kind of be more of a vocal leader than I have in the past.
How have Tamika's practices been different, drills, intensity, length, versus what you had going on in Oxford?
Yeah, her practices are very fast-paced, you know. There's not a lot of time wasted, and there's a lot of accountability in practices, which is great. Obviously, that all correlates. So she brings a lot of energy, the whole staff does, which is great. And I think everyone's super involved. Like, it's not just Tamika running every single drill. You know, all the staff is involved, which is good. And, you know, we get a lot of workouts in before, after. We'll come in early and get some skill work in, and then that way we can hit the ground running when practice does start.
So you told me before we started the interview, obviously great parental support, and your dad has never missed one of your college games.
Yeah, he's been to every single one, which is crazy when, you know, he has to fly out to Buffalo, and last year we were at a Florida tournament, so he definitely puts a lot of time and effort, and there's late nights, early mornings that he sacrifices, but yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see him in the stands. Sometimes last year he was the only red shirt in the stands for Miami, but his support's always super appreciated.
So what, you were obviously a track and volleyball star at Minster as well, athletic family, five siblings, including a sister who played at Ashland. At what early age did you get involved in athletics? I'm sure you had a lot of sibling influence there. And what got you to go with basketball versus the other two sports?
Right. So I was around sports for as long as I can remember. You know, whether that was just me being drugged to my siblings' games without having a choice. But I think I started basketball, yeah, it was second grade. I played up with my older sister's AAU team. So that was where I got introduced. And as far as choosing basketball, I saw my older sisters, that was their number one sport, and so I was just around it more. And then I played AAU from a really young age. There's not really much like travel volleyball or stuff like that at the time that I could have done. So saw success with basketball early on, and, you know, made a lot of great friends and relationships there. And so from there it was like, all right, I want to divert my time and energy into this and see where it goes.
December 9th. I don't know if you're thinking about that. You know what I'm going to bring up. You guys play, and I've been doing this for 20-some years, and Dayton has hardly ever played Miami. Mm-hmm. But the game's going to be at Oxford. Mm-hmm. Will that just be another game to you, or will you have mixed feelings going up against some of your former teammates?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited. You know, Millett's an interesting place to play, so I'm excited to go back. And, you know, two of my roommates are on the team still, and so it'll be fun to play against them. It is kind of a new team, new staff over there, so not a ton of familiar faces, but it definitely will be fun to go back and play against my best friends over there. So,
You say it's unique. Now, I've never been there, so you have to caution me. What is unique about it playing that I'll notice from a broadcasting standpoint?
Well, Millett's just kind of like an old gym. It's a little historic, you know, not super updated. People kind of call it, like, not dungeon-like, but, you know, it's kind of old. So, yeah, it has some history in it.
Where do you go to Fordham? At the Bronx. That is the oldest one in forever, so you will definitely have that. Your name, very unique. There's got to be a story about how you were named. And I actually pulled this out, that Ivy in Hebrew means God's gift, which I didn't know until this morning. So is there a history of how you were named?
Actually, for me, not as much. You know, some of my siblings' names are biblical and stuff like that, but a small reason, not the whole reason, but a small reason is because one of my mom's favorite players was Neil Ivey, who's now the head coach at Notre Dame. So mom liked her growing up, or, you know, watching her, and I think that had a small part.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and that will conclude our halftime with Ivy Wolf.